sound good.
Each other.
New pen. I'll get you more. Okay.
Okay, Erev Tov here in Israel. We continue the Avira of Yom Ha'atzmaut, and Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach to all of you. Zeh Yom Asa Hashem, Nagila v'Nismacha Bo. Of course, we would prefer as an understatement to all be together. But at least we have this opportunity of coming together. And the truth is that when we speak about hoping to be together, we wish we could be together. On Yom Ha'atzmaut, I think it takes on even a different meaning. We wish we could all be together. That's something that we're feeling every single year, not just on a very strange year in an Eis Tzara as it is right now, but even on a normal year, we wish we could all be together. We're longing to be together. And Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu, that in our times, in the previous generation, Am Yisrael has been given the ability to come back to Eretz Yisrael and all be together. And Be'ezrat Hashem, as we're expressing in davening every day in so many different ways, V'techazena Einenu B'shuvcha L'tzion, expressing our longing for Hashem to return to Eretz Yisrael and have His presence felt with Hashra'at HaShchinah. We're longing for all of Am Yisrael to come together, to be together here in Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezrat Hashem, as we'll see Kibbutz Galiot, we should all be together, not on a screen and seeing different boxes of faces. Be'ezrat Hashem, Bekarov, as the famous song goes, someday we will all be together. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll be here in Yerushalayim, Be'ezrat Hashem. I want to thank Dr. Jonathan Pillay, not only a boger of an alumnus of Yeshivat Shalavim, but our Baal Tefillah, our Shliach Tzibur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so many other times leading us with his very, very special koach of Tefillah. All of our hearts connect to him and he lifts us up, our Tefillahs higher and higher. Dr. Jonathan Play will be leading us in Nigunim as we get together in this very unique Yom Ha'atzmaut Tafshin Pei. Dr. Play, B'vakasha.
Shkoyach Rav Ari, thank you so much. I'm also so excited to be a part of this really very special and one-of-a-kind commemoration of Yom Ha'atzmaut. We're still in the afterglow of the Chag here, Isru Chag, Kilu. And I want to thank Rav Yamer for including me and my son Avi, Baruch Hashem, able to be singing with. And we're looking forward to, obviously, just like Rav Ari said, to celebrate together in person, Be'ezrat Hashem, this Chag and many additional Chagim to come, Be'ezrat Hashem. So on that note, let's get started. Everyone can join along and sing as well.
Adabra, na, adabra, na. Shalom. No. Abad Shatol Elam Elamis Hashem Elokeinu Abad Shatol Elam
Yeah.
Hashem. Midai, nai, 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 nai. Midai, nai, 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 nai,
I can't hear you. Let's go.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pelei and Avi, for the special tefillah, special nigunim. Dear students, alumni, family and friends, board members of the yeshiva, Kahal Kadosh. It is very, very special to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, all of us together. When we were planning this celebration, Rav Axman and myself, I want to take this opportunity to thank Rav Axman tremendously, both for arranging this celebration and both for his hard and devotion work for the whole year, and especially in the last 2 months when there were so many issues to take care and it was done in the best way. When we were discussing how to give the message of Yom HaAtzmaut, how to celebrate, it was very clear to all of us that we will ask the chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi David Lau, to join us, if he can, in this celebration. For two reasons. Firstly, Rabbi Lau was already a lot of times in the yeshiva. The last time was only last year when we made the siyum on Masechet Makot and 100 students finished the Masechet. And every time when he came, he tremendously inspired and impact the people in a very, very special way. Dvarim nichnasim min halev, yotzim min halev. Dvarim yotzim min halev, nichnasim min halev. But the second reason is, I think from the whole year, the most suitable day to invite the chief rabbi is Yom HaAtzmaut. Because Medinat Yisrael is not like any other nation in the world. Medinat Yisrael have to be slowly, doesn't come in a day, but have to be slowly, slowly. Mamlechet Kohanim veGoy Kadosh has to be all a goyim. And Rabbi Lau, as in charge of a chief rabbi, he have this sensitive issue, how to create the right atmosphere that the state of Israel will be so different from the whole world. And everyone, even if he come to visit, will feel the Kedusha of Eretz Israel. And Rabbi Lau, from the minute that he took this complicated job, did very, very, in a very, very successful way. He succeeded to go to the hearts of all the people in Israel, religious and non-religious, and his wisdom, and his Noam Halichot, and his special approach, he succeeded to influence tremendously the state of Israel. And therefore, for these two reasons, we thought that this is the most proper day from the whole year to invite Chief Rabbi Lau to be with us in the name of Yeshiva, in my personal, I want to thank him for being with us. We want to wish him a lot of years of Hatzlacha to spreading Torah Eretz Yisrael in the whole world in his beautiful way and taking care of Klal Yisrael. Harav Lau, bevakasha.
Thank you, Osi Shiri, Rabbi Yamer, my friend. I'm not sure that all the compliments that you said about my personality, I can't tell you that I agree with them, but our argument will take it to do it here in Israel, not in this occasion. But yes, this is a special day, and not only a special day, but this is time at the time that I feel something special, because that this year the celebration of Yom HaTzmaut is in the week of Achrimot Kedoshim, Parashat Kedoshim. In Parashat Kedoshim, the Torah tells us, "You shall be holy, because I, Hashem, am holy." How can we keep the mitzvah to be holy? A Jew becomes holy if he fulfills the mitzvot of the Torah and keeps away from what the Torah forbids. But this is not enough. The Torah wants us to be holy, even when we are not davening, learning, or doing a special mitzvah. A Jew must try to be holy even when he is doing about his day-to-day business. To be holy means that we use our minds, bodies, for the purpose for which Hashem wants us to use them. And I can give you a few, some maybe examples about it. For example, we may eat only food that are kosher, and we have to say the proper bracha before and after eating. but to fulfill the mitzvah of being holy, we must also make sure to eat only food that makes us strong and healthy. And while we eat, we feel that now we should have to mind that we eat in order to have strength to serve Hashem. This is the meaning of to be holy. The meaning to be holy is to take our life and to fill Hashem with us every time. 70 years ago, when the state of Israel was born, we felt an argument if Israel will be, the state of Israel will be a Jews country or country with Jewish life, that everyone can see that this is a Jewish behavior, Jewish rules. I can tell you that when I entered to my place to be a chief rabbi of Israel, I sat with the prime minister and I asked him, you have a legal advisor. You need to remember that Israel is a holy place, holy country, holy state, because this is not only a country, state of Israel is not a place only for Jews. It's a Jewish place, Jewish country. So please, every time you want to add a law to Israel, please, you ask a legal advisor if it is okay. Please ask the chief rabbinate if it is okay according to the rules of Judaism. This is democracy country. So if you decided another way, you can do it. But you must know something. You need to know before. And I gave him an example. I told him that someone said that Coca-Cola is the taste of life. Maybe, yes, I see that some of you agree with this. Maybe, I don't know. But, okay, it could be a taste of life, but it must be after that someone knows what is life, what it means life. And after time that I know what is life, I can think about it, if it's this is a taste of life, or maybe another thing, maybe Daf Gemore is a taste of life. I think yes, I'm sure. So before you know you took a decision about something, please think about and take a knowledge of the tradition or Jewish tradition to be sure that this is continuation of the Jewish tradition here in Israel. Today, I can tell you that, of course, I feel that we need to add a lot of points of the holiness of Israel. But all of us know that Shabbat, even that I want to feel more Shabbat in Rishus HaRabim, but I know that Shabbat is the day. And because that 3 weeks ago, all the people in Israel, we have arguments about it, but all of people in Israel felt that this is Leila Seder. This is Pesach. This is something special of Jewish life. With Corona and without Corona, we hope soon. But the time and the holidays in Israel are according to the schedule, the Jewish schedule. So we are sure that we are in Jewish country. And this is a time that we need to remember that Kodesh Baruch Hu asked us to be holy. And to be holy, it means that we need to remember. Of course, for example, relaxing and having fun, that's fine. But we need to remember, we relax and play in order to learn, to pray, daven, and to do mitzvot better. That's the real purpose of playing and having fun. Talking to others. We make not so, not speak Lashon Hara in order to be holy. We must also think about the words we are about to say. Are they nice? Will they help others in some way? Or chat or something will they hurt or harm someone? We need to think about it. And everyone needs to think to be sure that he tried to be holy. And our goal here in Israel is that, first of all, thank God after 72 years that he gave us the best gift. The gift that we now, I know that it is very hard to be alone, to be badad, alone. But today we are alone because that the Jewish government decided that we must be alone. It's not our enemy that tried to take us to be alone. And am levadad ishkon, because the Jewish government decided, after speaking with the rabbi, with Chief Rabinat, and they took decision to be alone and to close the shuls, the synagogues, after to speak with us, because we try to propose our life in a way of be close to Hashem and to take our country, our state, to be more holier than it till now. But this day, this is the time to thank Hashem about this gift and to pray that day after day after day, we can feel how this is the country, how this is a place of Hashem. And after this time, we pray that maybe we will be zoicher, we'll have a privilege that next month, on the holiday of Shavuot, we will be, all of us, in Yerushalayim, to be zoicher to Oilem Regel. And after that, we have the opportunities that a lot of cars and road and the railroad and all the places around Yerushalayim, now it's ready for the time that we can be Olel Regel, Samcheinu Bebinyano, Samcheinu Bebinyano, Bimheira Biyameinu. Amen.
Dr. Jonathan Clay, again, thank you. Toda rabba, Rav. Zchut gdola bishvilenu. Dvarim shenichnasim el alev. Afilu sheachshav anachnu medabrim al lev shenimtza bekol makom ba'olam, harbe levavot. Dvarim nichnasim.
Ze oto lev Yehudi. Ze adayin oto lev Yehudi shemerkazo ir hakodesh umerkazo eretz hakodesh.
תודה רבה, תודה רבה על הדברים, בעזרת השם, כולם נהיה ביחד פה, בארץ הקודש, בעזרת השם, בקרוב.
אמן.
דוקטור ג'ונתן פולי. דוקטור פולי. Problem with the connection with Dr. Pillay.
Ari, do you see me?
We hear you.
Okay, 1 second.
And now we see you.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you now.
Ari?
Yes, we hear
you. Okay, fantastic. Shkai, okay, I was some sort of technical difficulty, but we're back in business.
At least one.
I sing a hallelujah.
To ask the thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mishpachat Pele. Like to Mamisha brings us back to the Musaf of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, hearing Ben Yaki Li Ephraim, hearing father and son together. Bishut,
Hafsin Pei Aleph around the corner.
So now we'd like to ask the Rosh Hashiva. It's a great privilege for us to hear words in Yan Hayom. The Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva mentioned before, as Rav Lau said, I'll speak with the Rosh Hashiva from a different framework about the words that he said, Zalo HaMakom. But I can say, and I do, we all know the Rosh Hashiva is working 24/8. I don't know, 24 hours a minute, always in the trying to benefit every single Talmud of the yeshiva, every single Rebbe staff member, school member, every single alumnus of the yeshiva, Talmidim or Talmidim in the yeshiva, and Talmidim that are out of the yeshiva, wherever they are in the world and wherever they are up to in life, and it's opportunity for all of us together as the group now to express our hakaras hatov to the Rosh Hashiva. And again, it's a great zchut to hear words from the Rosh Hashiva today.
Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach. I would like to share with the whole tzibur, the whole people, the whole crowd, the feeling that I felt last night when Yom Ha'atzmaut started here in Israel. For 42 years, except 1 year that I was in the army, I celebrated Yom Ha'atzmaut in yeshiva. Very special davening, with singing and dancing, and then the chagiga, the celebration, with 250 students in yeshiva, Israelis and Americans, soldiers that come with the uniform, Israeli flags, 20 Rabbanim, all the choir guys, and everyone is celebrating it together. And last night, all this did not exist. I will allow myself to be honest and tell you that in the beginning of the night, it was very, very hard for me to feel the same happiness like I felt all the years and davening to continue to fill them, Bezrat Hashem. After a while, I sat with myself and I said, Michael, you are not allowed to ask why Hashem brought Corona. Why you can't have all what you have all the years. But you have an obligation to ask for what? Lema. What is the lesson? What you should learn from that? What we should learn from that you didn't have all the regular things that you have in every Leil Yom HaAtzmaut? And the answer that I gave to myself, that I missed all that in order that I will appreciate what I had all the years and Be'ezrat Hashem will continue to have. I would appreciate that here in the Kiryat Chinuch, every day, 2,700 students, from babies to college guys, are learning everyday Torah. Coming from the whole world to learn Torah Eretz Yisrael. And all that will never happen without the state of Israel. And therefore I felt that all what I missed and I didn't have last night was in order to appreciate and understand what the state of Israel really is. To appreciate 30 Israeli boys and few Americans that volunteer that go every year to serve in the IDF, in the Israeli army, and defend our country. To appreciate what we didn't have this year, that in the first day when they go to the army, in the Baku, we as rabbis are allowed to be with them, and they start dancing, and they're making siyumim, because they are thrilled that they have the privilege to join the Israeli army and to give love to the country that they so like. Love. The reason why I think that this day is so special, the reason why State of Israel is so special, and a thank you to Hashem, is mainly, I think, for two reasons. Number one, because the whole country of Israel should be ruled by Jewish government, Shilton Yehudi. The Beit Yosef and the Bach are posek, that if you see in Israel a place that is being ruled not by Jewish government, this is called Bechurbanam, and you have to make a career. And Baruch Hashem, from 1948, with a lot of miracles, we were zoche to have the Jewish government controlling Medinat Yisrael. And secondly, the idea that Klal Yisrael, the majority of people that are in Israel, are Jews in a promised land, in the Kadosh place. And this is exactly what the Nevi'im spoke about. And all what they spoke about suddenly come to be in our face. We see it ayin be'ayin. The Navi Yechezkel, ולקחתי אתכם מן הגויים, וקיבצתי אתכם מכל הארצות, והבאתי אתכם אל אדמתכם. I will gather you, and there will be kibbutz galuyot, and everyone will come to Israel. ובנו בתים, וישבו, ונתנו כרמים, ואכלו פריים. You will build here houses. You will have vineyard. Everything, you'll have trees, you'll have fruits. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if you want to know when Geulah started, look, if there will be trees in Israel, it means that the Geulah starts. And we see it. We see it in front of our eyes. What thank you, what dancing, what happiness we have to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mizmor that we read, Kuf Zayin, in the beginning of Yom HaAtzmaut, after that in the last Mizmor, Bnei Yisrael are in galut and they beg to Hashem, Moshi'enu, v'kabtzeinu min agoyim, lehodot l'shem kodshecha. And Kam Mizmor, Kuvzayin, and says, Yomru ge'ulei Hashem, asher ge'ala miyatzar. Me'arzot kibtza, mimizrach, mima'arav, mitzafon u'miyab. The Pasuk come and says, and the Me'iri, the Shachar Tov, the Sforno. Everyone explain that speaks about Bnei Israel coming to Eretz Israel and having their state, having their country. And that's exactly what happened. Or what the Nevi'im are speaking. Or what Tehillim is speaking. Ta'uba Midbar. People came in the desert, the Ethiopians, the Russians, Assyria, New Barzel, people that couldn't keep before Torah are in Israel. The people of the Ma'apilim, Yogdei Hayam Be'oniyot, Osei Melacha. And then it's written, Vayikonenu Ir Moshav, Vayizra'u Sadot, Vayit'u Kramim, Vayasu Pritvuah. And they succeed not only to come, but to establish Medinat Israel, to build Medinat Israel. And when you see that all what the Nevi'im spoke about come, and when you understand that all of that could never be without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without all his miracles, only today, when we celebrated with the Israeli students in the morning because of the 7 hours difference, we invited Dr. Hagi Ben-Art, the brother-in-law of Bibi Netanyahu. When Americans go to Beit El, they have the privilege that he is guiding them, he's a historian. And he gave us for an hour the miracles that happened in the war in 1948. And how it was so obvious that he would never succeed. And a miracle after a miracle. This is what we are thanking Hashem for today. A lot of years, I went with the Talmidim of the Yeshiva to Poland with different survivors. I remember our first journey that I went. The survivor of Shmuel Halperin, later on he was Rav in Yeshiva in New York, in Yeshiva Torah ve'Emunah. He was student of Meir Shapira, he went in Yeshivat Lublin. Then he went in 8 camps. One of them was Auschwitz. When he came to Auschwitz, he stopped the whole group in the entrance and he said, I never dreamt that there would be a country. If someone will tell us that in the Holocaust, we will think he's crazy. Can be. You are coming from Israel. You learned Torah in Israel. You have to walk now in the camp with head up. That's your nekama, that's your revenge in the Germans. And we left the camp. I saw him crying. I saw the group and I said, Rav Halperin, can you say something to the group? It was mamish in the entrance. It was very hard for him. But he said, you have such a privilege to be in Eretz Israel and to learn Torah. I feel now exactly what the Gemara spoke. Gvilim nisafim ba'esh v'otiyot porchot ba'avir. Everything is being burnt, but the spirit continues, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of that. Netzach Yisrael lo nishakach. Shomer Yisrael, Shmor Sherit Yisrael, he said. He was crying. But Yovad Yisrael, Amrim Shema Yisrael. We said Shema Yisrael in the camp every day. But we never fought that there will be a thing, a miracle like that of the state of Israel. And when we thank Hashem for all the miracles and understanding that without Him nothing will happen, we are not only thanking Hashem for the establishment of the country, we are thanking Hashem for the development of the country in 72 years. That all what the Nevi'im said happens. In every field that we'll take, economically, science, medical, education, Torah. Today, Israel have the major of Torah in the whole world. The international power that you have, the connection with the states, with the whole world. All this requires tremendous thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the purpose of today. Not to take things for obvious, for a guarantee, but to understand what present we have. And now come the end of Mizmor Kuf Zayin that we say in Yom HaAtzmaut. Yir'u yasharim ve'yismachu ve'yitbonenu chasdei Hashem. You have to be straight and be happy, and you have to look and to search in order to see the chasdei Hashem. What does it mean? What does it mean you have to be straight? You can't be happy if you're not straight. What do you mean you have to search for Chasdei Hashem? We said now, there are so many chasadim every day. The understanding is that there is a lot of difficulties. There are backs and downs, ups and downs. There are things that we didn't come yet, but we want to come. And we want to establish. We are only in the beginning of the process of Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Only in the process of the whole country will be Or LaGoyim. And if someone is not straight and not focused, he can see what is lacking. And he can be confused. And if someone is not searching for Chasdei Hashem, then he can see the lackness. But this is our responsibility. Our responsibility is to be Yashar. Our responsibility is to understand that all what we have, Hashem doesn't owe us anything. All what we have is a present. And therefore, Yir'u Yesharim ve'yismachu ve'yitbonenu Chasdei Hashem. Yes, we are educate our students to be focused, to be straight, to be happy, and always to look for Chasdei Hashem. But the thank you doesn't come only as thank you. It comes with tremendously responsibility. Responsibility, and we have the privilege to do it here in Yeshiva, to educate that everyone has to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. To educate that everyone has to feel that he is ambassador of Hashem. That everyone, whatever he will be, everyone that will look at him will say, I want my kids to be like him. That a man will have shining love of Torah, shining love to people, have sensitivity to people, doing chesed to people. And therefore, the combination of thank you and understanding of the responsibility that this thank you comes, and what we have to do now, is the essence of today. Before I finish, I want to thank all our supporters, all the people that help Yeshiva, the board, especially from the American board, Moshe Orenbuch, the president, Jake Weifold, the chairman of the board, Mary Rosenfeld, executive director, Ravuven Unger, the aluminium director. I want to thank all the Israeli board, Harbauer Brunner, the chairman, Mr. Tzvi Samuel, the mankal of the yeshiva, Yuda Freudiger, the samankal of the yeshiva. And I really want to pray. And with this, I want to finish. I want to pray that we will know all our life to be yashar, to be happy, not never to be confused, to always to be mitbonen, to look things deeply, to look always on the positive, to be zoche, always to be yir'u yasharim ve'yismachu ויתבוננו חסדי השם. And to pray to Hashem, מנה מגפה מנחלתך. Next year, בעזרת השם, or even before, we should celebrate, not in the Zoom, not in Shalavim, but בעזרת השם, like we started to see Ein Be'ein, the Nevu'ah of the Nevi'im, like Rabbi Akiva said, we will be zoche to see the next step. And we will see Ein Be'ein, Bimhera B'yameinu, בבניין בית המקדש, אמן, כן יהי רצון.
אמן.
אמן, אמן. דוקטור פלאי.
Guess what happens if we both feel that though? What happens?
Okay, not sure if the connection with Dr. Play was lost. Maybe someone not, I don't know if it's just my computer or yours, someone can nod. Do you still hear Dr. Play? Dr. Play there? No, okay. So hopefully Dr. Pillay and his son will be right back with us. Meanwhile, we have a special video message that was made and made for us. We want to thank Mr. Stephen Blumgard in London for facilitating the special message from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, who will be sharing a Yom HaAtzmaut message with us right now.
Chag HaAtzmaut Sameach, happy Yom HaAtzmaut to all of you. But we can't say those words without the real consciousness that this is really a unique moment in history. The coronavirus, which Bill Gates just described as like being in a world war, but one in which we're all on the same side. Everyone throughout the world is suffering. Israel, of course, has dealt with this crisis very well indeed, has acted resolutely and well, and has now been able to relax some of the restrictions. But very wisely, they have said that Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut must be celebrated privately. There will be a lockdown. And that, of course, is very wise, but very sad. We see it say, Hine matov umanaim shevet achim gam yachad. To be able to sit together is good and it's pleasant. When something like the coronavirus stops us sitting together, Zetov avo zelonaim. It's good and wise, but it's very unpleasant indeed. And therefore, let me share with you, just to lift our spirits a little bit, a Dvar Torah. What can we learn about Yom HaAtzmaut from the coronavirus pandemic? What the pandemic has meant for many of us, most of us, is that we can't go outside. We have to stay indoors. In the language of the Mishnah, we have been confined to the Rishut HaYachid, the private domain, and haven't been able really to be in the Rishut HaRabim, the public domain. But that precisely was the difference between the Judaism that existed for almost 2,000 years before Medinat Yisrael and the Judaism in Medinat Yisrael. For centuries, throughout the diaspora, B'chol Mekomot Pezureihem, Jews practiced Judaism, but they did so indoors, not outside. Judaism was something that belonged to home, the Beit Knesset, the Beit Sefer, the Beit Midrash. It did not belong to the Rishut HaRabim. If Jews practiced Judaism outside, they could be attacked or worse. Take Frankfurt, for example. Until the beginning of the 19th century, there was still a ghetto in Frankfurt. All the Jews had to live there. And none of them were allowed out of the ghetto at all on Sunday, in case the sight of a Jew in the street upset a Christian on his or her way to or from church. So Judaism was ghettoized and privatized. Shabbat was something you did at home. Pesach was something you did at home. Sukkot was something you did at home. Now, what is wrong with that? What is missing from Judaism when that is the case? The answer is to be found in the Ramban on Parshat Achremot that we're reading this week. There he says the following: Ikar kol hamitzvot liyoshvim beretz Hashem. The main purpose of all the commandments is to be found by those who live in God's land, in the land of Israel. Now, the Ramban is emphasizing the word kol, all the mitzvahs. We know that some mitzvot are teluyot ba'aretz, they are dependent on the land, and it's obvious that they can only be kept in Israel fully. But there are other mitzvot that have nothing to do with land, mitzvot ha'teluyot ba'guf, that have to do with your person. So why on earth should they only be fundamentally for people who live in the land of Israel? The answer is simple. If you look in the Torah and you step back from it and say, what kind of book is this? You will see it is not a manual for the connection of the individual soul with God. For that we have the book of Psalms. The Torah is in fact a set of instructions for the construction of a society. A society based on tzedek u'mishpat v'chesed v'rachamim, on righteousness and justice, kindness and compassion. It contains laws about welfare, laws about employer-employee relations, laws about agriculture, laws about the environment. It's a book about the Roshut HaRabim, the public domain. It's about Chevra u'medina. It's about Hitnahagut Tziburit u'matzav Ruach Lu'umi. It's about public conduct and national mood. It is about what we do as members of a group in the places that we share. It's the code of conduct for the people we aspire to be. And that is the difference Medinat Yisrael has brought to Jewish life. It has brought Judaism back to the Roshut HaRabim, to the land and the public domain. For example, and this incidentally, not just in Israel itself, it's done something to transform Jewish life everywhere. Let me give you an example. Na'iti v'gam zakanti, a long time ago, 1966, I went up to university, to Cambridge. There were 1,000 Jews at the university. Not one of them, however, dati, wore a yarmulke, a kippah in public. It just wasn't done. 1 year later, people started wearing kippot in public. Why? Because of the Six-Day War. Somehow, Israel's triumph meant that Jews everywhere felt the confidence to announce their Judaism in public in a way they hadn't done in centuries. Judaism went back to the Roshut HaRabim because of Atzma'ut Medinat Yisrael. That is what I feel when I go to Israel. In Yerushalayim, I know that Shabbat is not only in here, it's also out there in the street. On Shavuot, just before dawn, as groups of people who've been learning all night gather together in their masses around the Kotel, you see a sight that people haven't seen since the days of Beit Sheni, the Second Temple. This Pesach, even this Pesach, during the midst of the coronavirus, still, all those people sitting on the Mirpeset, listening to the 4 and 5 year olds singing Manishtana Alayla Azeh. Judaism in Israel belongs to the public domain, not just the private domain. It's as if Israel cured us all of a kind of Jewish coronavirus that was forcing us to keep ourselves indoors. So, the spiritual message this year, where for the first and hopefully the last time, we will observe Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzma'ut privately, not publicly, indoors, not outdoors, in the Roshut HaYachid, not the Roshut HaRabim, we should be reminded that the plague from which we suffered for so long forced us to be like that, to practice some kind of social distancing and some kind of self-imposed isolation that made us practice Judaism in private and sometimes in secret and sometimes in hiding. This year, it should remind us what Judaism was like before Yom HaAtzma'ut and what Israel really is. The place where we are not afraid to be Jews, the place where we are not afraid to live Judaism. We have to bring that spirit of tzedek and mishpat v'chesed rachamim to the public domain, because this is our land. This is the land to which Avraham and Sarah traveled. This is the land where David sang his psalms. This is the land where the prophets delivered their eternal message of hope. Let us take, therefore, from this time of trial, the knowledge that we must never take Israel for granted. We must never forget what it represents. We must always remember that if this is the place we are, free to be what we are, and free to become what we are called on to become. May we see Sheva Dachim Yachad, and may we come together in the shared spaces of this great and special land. Let me end with just one thought. One verse has resonated with me during the whole pandemic and its effect on humanity, and it is the line from David HaMelech where he says, "Vani amarti b'shalvi balamut l'olam." I was so secure, I said, I will never be moved. That was the world before all this began. We were all feeling so confident, so safe, so secure, so affluent, so technologically advanced. And then suddenly, Hisarta panecha, hayiti nifal. You hid your face, God. And I was terrified. That's what the world has felt. And then he says that I pray to Hashem, Rabbanu Shalom, you need me alive, not God forbid the opposite. And then God does heal him and he celebrates. But what really struck me is, what did he call this psalm? He should have called this psalm Mizmor LaTodah. It is a psalm of thanksgiving to God for recovery from an illness. That is the obvious title for it. And yet he didn't call it that. He called it Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit, the song of the dedication of a house. What does he mean? What did David HaMelech mean? He meant that when all the illness was over, he said to himself, out of all that pain and trauma, let me build something. I don't just want to forget it. I want to take all that negative energy and turn it into positive energy and let me build something. That's when he thought of the idea to build a Beit HaMikdash. The Jewish people has always taken trauma and used it to build something. And it took perhaps the greatest trauma we have ever suffered, the Shoah, to make the Jewish people collectively resolve that out of this we must build something. And out of it, they built Medinat Yisrael, the greatest collective act of building of the Jewish people in 2,000 years. That's what Yom HaAtzmaut really is. And therefore, as we thank God for the state and all of those who defended it, fought for it, even gave their lives for it, we pray a prayer for all those who are unwell today. Yi Ratzon, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yishlach L'chol Chole Yisrael. ולכל חולי עולם רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן, ונזכה לחגוג ביחד בלב אחד, אם לא במקום אחד, עם ישראל, ארץ ישראל, מדינת ישראל, ושיהיו כולם תחת כנפי השכינה, בבריאות ובשלום. אמן.
אני מאמין באמונה שלמה, בביאת המשיח.
Shayabo, the
I someday we will all be together. Someday we'll be sheltered and warm. Never will we have to express any fear. Our scars and our wounds will disappear. Abraham and Yitzhak will be there to greet us. Yaakov and his sons will stand by and smile. Moshe Rabbeinu will lead us once again in Yerushalayim, Me'ezras Hashem.
Thank you so much.
Koyach, thank you very much.
Medak to play, Mishpach to play, Yashar Koach, Me'ezrat Hashem, Shenizkeh, we should all be zocha to be together here in Eretz Yisrael very, very soon. Celebrate Bezat Hashem, everybody healthy, and celebrate with the real rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim sooner than we can imagine.
Rav Ari, can you unmute everybody? We'll sing Hatikva together just to finish up.
Questions that which ones we think are good. And
Yashikach to everyone.
To everyone,
Yashikach.
Amen. Amen.